always a fun Friday when we're able to welcome this guy into the KRDO Morning News studios from the Vision Home Loans Newsline. Joining us, we have Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar. Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon and Andrew. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday as well, and it's definitely a great Friday. Something seemed off last week, you know, it was not having Jonathan.
We missed him.
Oh, shucks. Well, I'm glad I'm back and glad to be missed and glad to return with all kinds of events happening. This is one of those weekends, Shannon and Andrew, where there's so much going on that it's tough to pick things for me to talk about in the time slot that we have. But that's a good problem to have, and I'll jump right in. In fact, of course, it's the 4th of July weekend, but I want to start off with First Friday, which is, in fact, tonight. And it's a great way to kick off the weekend's festivities in downtown Colorado Springs, Old Colorado City, and Manitou, of course, where there'll be over 20 different galleries opening their new shows, existing shows of local art, live music, and all sorts of fun activities in those three areas of the Pikes Peak region tonight. One fun fact about the peakradar.com/First Friday landing page is that there's an interactive map that you can use to see where those galleries are located and also direct links to see what shows those galleries are hosting. So a fun way to check out First Friday tonight. Jumping into tomorrow, Boot Barn Hall is hosting Dueling Pianos from Denver, one of Colorado's most popular dueling piano shows. That's tomorrow at 5 p.m. This particular pair has been entertaining crowds for over 20 years. So if you're on the north side of town looking for something to do, Boot Barn Hall has pretty much shows every weekend now at this point, and pianos are the next opportunity tomorrow evening. Green Box Arts Festival has been up and running for a couple of weeks and continues for a couple more weeks, and that's the first of the 4th of July events I want to highlight. They're hosting their 4th of July Block Party with Collective Groove. That's Sunday evening at 7 p.m. in Green Mountain Falls. Once again, delivering the promised upbeat tunes and dance beats with the musical stylings of the Collective Groove, a full frontal dance assault forged from the timeless horn-powered grooves of the Golden Age of Soul. So a fun event with Green Box up in Green Mountain Falls. The other two 4th of July events are Symphony on Your Porch, which is Colorado Springs Sports Corporation and the City of Colorado Springs. Of course, they did this event last year for the first time, where they'll have fireworks across the Pikes Peak region. You can tune in to several local radio stations to get a patriotic concert timed with those fireworks. Woodland Park has their old-fashioned 4th of July celebration on the 4th, of course. We'll be back up one second. 8 p.m. is the start time for the 4th of July Symphony on Your Porch in Colorado Springs. All day in Woodland Park, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the old-fashioned 4th of July celebration. Music, games, fishing derby, period reenactments, fossil digging, caricature drawings, beer garden, food court. Basically, Woodland Park is going to be taken over by this celebration this weekend. And then two last things real quick. Circus of the Night launches at Millibo Art Theater, which is back up and running. It launches today. We're just after sunset. The finest circus and cabaret performers in the region will take to Millibo's outdoor stage, a dazzling array of aerial acrobatics, fire manipulation, juggling, and comedy. Those shows are all at 9 p.m., and note that that's an 18 or older production. And then the last thing, we have our Olympic City USA Summer Events Guide. It was a big day for that yet over the past few days with the new bridge in downtown Colorado Springs, the Summit House, and all kinds of Olympic City USA-type activities. We've got our Summer Events Guide that highlights all sorts of upcoming things that are related to that, and that's also on peakradar.com. Whew! I think I got through
Woo!
It.
You know, you're not paid by the item, right? Trying to get as many in there.
No.
There's just so much to
but
cover.
Again, it's one of those weekends where I'm trying to get as much as I can, and I still didn't cover it all. There's several 4th of July events that you can explore beyond what I mentioned. And, yeah, I just try to give a taste, and hopefully something on there got people's attention.
Yeah, well,
I'm just
plenty.
Exhausted listening to you. I don't know if we have enough time in the long weekend. Again, you mentioned just a tip of the iceberg as a number of events, things opening back up. To get that full list, just head on over to what website?
That'd be peakradar.com, Andrew. That'd be the place to start.
All right. Well, Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to another full list of events next week. And again, in the meantime, plan your week ahead of time, the month, maybe the rest of your summer, even over at peakradar.com.